What's going down, podcast listener? Welcome back to the Symbiosis Now podcast. I'm Tyler Colombaro, and I'm the host of the show. And on this show, we like to have a good conversation. Every episode, guaranteed. All in hopes of inspiring you to get out there and have your own open conversations with a friend, a family member, or maybe even your enemy. Each episode, we star a special guest where we have an in-depth, action-packed, often intellectual, spiritual, practically psychedelic, and all-inclusive types of conversation. And we have a good fucking time with it. So folks, you can find us online. We're the Symbiosis Now Network, where there's some links to the podcasts, plural podcasts, because we have a couple others underneath the network blanket. And without further ado, let us voyage into the yonder of conversation with our very special guest on the Symbiosis Now podcast.
And then I think we went off on a tangent last time, and I was
we probably will, and I was like,
wait, what happened?
We probably will on this one too. It's just my nature. It's the nature of this podcast.
You're good.
You know? Well, folks, we're here with Carlos Celaya from Celaya & Sons Lawn Care. He's the owner and operator of that fine business where he's planting seed, laying sod, trimming trees, hedging bushes.
That's right.
Edging lawns, if I already didn't say it. And he's cleaning up the old landscaper's bullshit. Okay. And this is not his first rodeo, if you didn't know. He's been on this podcast once before.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 109. Yeah. Go check it out.
Yeah.
It's a banger, honestly. I was listening to it today to get inspired, and I was like, yo, we have a good-ass conversation.
Yeah, we did.
So I was hella stoked.
Yeah.
As we sip on our little Michter old-fashioned, what is it, the banana walnut Michter's old-fashioned that we created here evening.
Oh, yeah.
Cheers to that, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Cheers, brother. Thank you, man. Thank you for the invite again.
So how's business been?
Business has been amazing.
Yeah.
I can't complain, man.
Yeah.
I cannot complain. It's been really good. We picked up some big accounts at the beginning of last year, and it was just like, it just took off, you know? So, been busy, you know? And busy's good.
Yeah.
So, it got to the point where this last season when we started, I had 5 guys on the crew, and that was pretty, like, I had never thought, you know, starting that I would have that many guys under me, that was awesome. And then towards the end of this last season, right now we're down to one full-time employee, and then 2 part-time guys right now that come in and help us out after their school and stuff.
But it was
awesome, man. It's going good.
You know, that's good,
mean?
Bro.
So, but I'm still looking for more clients, you know what I mean? So if anybody wants to hit me up. 559-213-7365.
I wish you had like a drum set.
That's right, dude.
You know?
So
that is a banger advertisement right there.
That's right. That's right. But yeah, man, that's it. It's just been going good, bro. Just trying to keep it going, you know, be consistent. So, you know, that way we could keep getting more clients and better accounts. You know what I mean? That's just the name of the game. Just keep growing.
Yeah, you know? Keep the Reedley area beautiful.
Yeah.
Right? Do you just stick in Reedley?
Right now, Dinuba, Parlier. I got a really cool gal that lives in Parlier. She's an older gal. Her name is Pinky.
Shout out Pinky.
That's right. And she holds it down, man. So I go service her in Parlier. I don't really do that, but she's super cool, so I try to help her out.
Right.
But mainly Reedley, just because gas is so expensive, 1. 2, people are hurting right now, you know what I mean? And so to go out to Clovis and Fresno and stuff, I was trying to, you know, be fair, but at the same time, you know, you're going, it came to the point where I was driving longer than actually doing the lawns. You know what I mean? And it just came to where it was like, it's not even worth it, you know? And then in this business, route consolidation is what makes you money, right? So the less you're traveling, the more you're working, the more money you're making, you know? So the majority of the business right now is in Reedley, you know? But hey, I'm here, Dinuba, Parlier, Selma, Kingsburg, if it's worth it, we're here.
That's you know what I mean? You do some fine work. I've seen some of these properties.
Not too shabby, huh?
Yeah, honestly.
Not too shabby.
Clean.
I know.
Clean. bro. I know. Like precise, on point.
I'm telling you.
Whatever good adjective you could place here, insert here.
Yeah. I got really good guys, man. You know what I mean? My guys are, my crew's top notch, bro. You know, really good dudes. Anywhere we go, it's pure compliments, you know, of how good they treat the client, how good they do their job, you know, and I give them all the kudos, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's hard right now is finding good people, good employees, right? That's what people struggle with right now. I've just been blessed, bro, to come across, you know, my buddies that really want to work, or, you know, some family members and stuff. You know, my best friend, Logan, he has stepped it up tremendously, bro. You know what I mean? He's not even, I don't even like to call him an employee. He's like my brother. You know what I mean? He's been by my brother since the sixth grade.
Logie Mills.
And
shout out.
And he holds it down. You know what I mean? Yeah. I went on vacation to Pittsburgh, right?
Okay.
This past week.
Nice.
He handled all the accounts by himself. You know what I'm saying? And he does his thing, and, you know, it makes my life easier. You know what I mean? And so the name of the goal is just for us both to get big, right? So, you know, with his help and like I said, the other guys, it's been good, man. I really can't complain. I see other guys that are struggling.
Well, like you said about having more employees, I mean, it's the common situation for every industry across the board is paying people, whether you pay them a minimum wage or not, is now based off of what work is worth somehow, right? Because it's a standard. So that means if entry level is $15.50 in the state of California, right now it's that. How do you want maintain employees for years if you could only pay them that forever? So then somewhere the money's got to come from, mm-hmm. right? And a lot of people are down for that because they want to learn the craft, whatever it is. They want to learn the trade. They want to learn the skill. But after a while, they're like, I need to be compensated more, right? Mm-hmm. And that's also a hard part. But it's harder for the employer because you have to somehow factor this in now as things continue to rise labor-wise, which adds up to a lot, factored in with gas prices being super lit up right now. It's almost like, how do we keep doing this mm-hmm. as humans? Like, how do we keep defying all odds like this? It's like the nature of what we do, clearly.
Yeah.
You know, it's wild to run a business. You ask me, like, maybe I should run a nursery or something. It's like, man, running your own business is something else, though. It really is. I don't. I mean, you could call this podcast like this, but it's not quite the same kind of business.
It's double the work, triple the work. You know what I mean? Right. You have to be a grinder to be able to survive. If you're not out there hustling.
And you have to be able to have interpersonal communication.
Have to.
Because you have a team, you also have your clients.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And then to rely on Logie Mills, shout out, yep. you have to have him also kind of be reliant in that sense where he can talk to people, absolutely. You know, and he can, right? So that's really rare to find.
Absolutely.
And you want to retain those guys. Mm-hmm. And not just to do the job, but to be around you.
Exactly.
Morale matters.
Exactly.
Morale matters more than anything else in the work culture.
Exactly.
No matter what it is.
Yep.
What you do all day long. Yep. Start singing along. I don't know. Whatever you do to stay sane.
No, man. But that's just how it is. You know what I mean? You pick up on each other, you know? So you're having a bad day or whatever, that person knows how to come up to you and be like, hey, chill out. Go take a breather. You know, da-da. And even being the one that's in charge, right? It's my business, right? It's still good to be humbled like that and to have my brother come up to me and be like, hey, man, chill out. Or he is having a bad day and I could talk to him and let him know, like, hey, bro, you need to chill out or this, and that, right?
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. There's always going to be screaming matches back and forth. You know what I mean? But the good thing is that when you have someone like a brother, you pass that shit right, like, fast, right? It's just you get mad at each other. You get mad at a situation. You said what you had to say. Okay, let's go. Move on. Right, because work's still there. It doesn't stop just because you get mad or, you know, you're frustrated. It's still there. It still has to get done.
Right.
You know, and that's the thing is that we've built this camaraderie with each other where it's like we know how to feed off of each other. You know what I mean? And so it makes the job that much easier, man.
Man.
You know, so. But I'm telling you, if you did your thing, dude, you would be super successful in that.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
With your personality, the way that you like to do things and stuff, bro, it would be a hit.
Yeah. He's talking to you, listener, not me.
Yeah.
No. Hey, he's inspirational. What can
if anybody needs a private bartender for any fiestas, please hit up Tyler.
I agree.
He'll hit you. Yes. He'll
pay me good. I'll bring it to the next level.
There you go. There you go.
I'll bring it to the next level. That's right. All I'll say. Leave it there. So, as we sip on the bombness right here.
Man.
Cheers to you.
Cheers.
Bro.
And I haven't told you this on the podcast, but congratulations on your baby, man.
Thank you.
You know what
he's
I'm saying?
A year old now.
Yep.
But you just had a baby.
Yeah, I did.
You literally, you
2 months
did,
ago.
Out of exactly. your butthole.
Yeah, imagine.
Because men have.
Yeah, because it's possible now.
Yes, yeah. No, I mean, perhaps it always has been.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you trying to fucking say,
yeah,
bro?
Yeah,
you know?
That's right.
But
that's good.
You had a baby, bro, mm-hmm. and it's more recent than mine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you're probably really feeling that life right now, bro. I know how I was a couple months in. I mean, you've already had more than one, though.
Yeah.
So maybe that's a little different, is it? Does it feel different having a second or third when the time comes?
Honestly, when the baby is first here, yes, it's a little different. Like, it's like, damn, another baby, right?
Yeah.
Like, you feel emotion, joy, happiness, all these things, right? But then after a while, it's like, it's just kind of, you know, you just kind of roll with it, you know what I mean? And it all kind of just starts melting together. You know what I'm saying? But it's a trip how your kids all have different personalities.
Yeah, straight right? out the gate, too.
So I'm just curious as to how this little one's going to be.
Yeah.
You know, because I got my oldest one is a little bit more on the quiet, timid, shy, you know, but he's still kind of wild, you know?
Yeah.
My middle one is just wild, bro. That dude's just, he's just crazy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It.
Like, he's just wild, right? And this one, I don't know. Right, I'm
right.
like, if my middle one is like this, I couldn't imagine what my youngest one is gonna be like,
yeah,
right?
For real.
So, that's the thing that you look forward to as a parent. You know what I mean? I'm like, damn, I can't wait till these guys are like little teenagers and I get to see their different personas and what they are gonna go after. Right? Is this one gonna be an athlete? Is this one gonna be my scholar? Is this one gonna be the one that has just crazy work ethic? Right? Or which one's going to be lazy or which, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, it's
kind
of crazy, you know?
Yeah.
So I think about all these things and I'm like, I get excited about it, right?
You
know, but it's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
I can't wait till you have your second.
I don't know if I want to.
Yeah, you say that now. A couple of these and we'll talk about it later.
But a couple of drinks?
Yeah,
I have a couple of drinks pretty often. I'm a bartender. Okay, hey, I don't ever do nothing on that alcohol, I tell you.
Uh-huh.
Alcohol may make most horny, but it just makes me more creative.
Yeah. So, you know, and so after you had your baby,
yeah,
what was your first fatherly moment where you're like, damn.
I think in the birthing process, like obviously before, like seeing ultrasound, seeing him move, hearing his heartbeat, those kind of things are very moving. But once they come out, I had immediate appreciation for my wife, Allison,
mm-hmm.
honestly, because I don't know how women do that
it's
shit.
It's fucking crazy.
It's an alien thing. It will traumatize whoever is in that room, other than the nurses, because they see it so many times. They're well trained for this, right? Supposedly.
Right.
But, dude, going into that, it's no joke, dude.
It's crazy.
You know,
yeah.
You got the screamings, you got the juices, you got the everything. It's craziness.
So
it's like a alien like situation. It's weird, bro. Like, we make babies. Like, humans mate and create another human. And then it comes out this crazy way. No matter what way, whether it's a C-section or it's like a normal vaginal
right,
birth, it's
right.
intense.
Right.
It is intense.
So everything was good?
Everything went well. I mean, there was some things we've talked about on this podcast. Allison came on and talked about it afterward, like postpartum. I think it's like episode like 99 or something like that. Check it out. But definitely then I was like, oh my gosh, like I have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
For like as long as I know, as long as I'm here,
yeah.
That's my kid.
Yeah.
I'm dad.
Yeah.
That's something wild to feel.
So when you look into his eyes, do you ever like get stuck and you're like, damn, this dude looks like me?
I do think that.
Is he going to be like thinking like me?
But I don't know yet. I want him to talk. I want him to get there. Everyone's like, the terrible twos.
Yeah.
You'll be sorry once
it
happens. But it's like, no, I kind of low key after all this time, I'm like, no,
yeah.
I really want him to speak. Like,
yeah,
the vow of silence can be over, son.
So,
speak. You know?
So it's like that with your first. You know what I mean? You're like super excited for all these things, right? Because
this
is your first time experiencing it, right?
It's so
and
fresh.
Then your second one, you're like, okay, now there's two of them. They're making hella noise, right?
Yeah.
Now I'm like, fuck. Like, house is going to be, you know, you walk in and they're fighting and pulling each other's hair and kicking and this is mine and I want to share. And, you know, so three is going to be a full house, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's cool, you know. I'm glad that it was all boys. I'm glad that first we wanted a girl, right? I was like, oh, dude, two boys, one girl, that would be fucking awesome, right?
Right.
Now I'm kind of glad that I didn't have a girl. I'm like,
why?
Dude, could you imagine? Like, just think about it, man. I see homies, you know, with daughters and stuff, right? And I've seen them grow, you know? And I'm like, dude, this little gal's going to be a teenager. And then the fucking phone calls, the dances, the proms, this, that, this.
I'm threatening the boyfriend with a shotgun, like, Sheldon signed with his name. Like, no.
Fuck all that, dude. That's stressful. A boy is, I feel like a boy is more stressful now because they're so hyper, right? They just want to be fucking playing and, you know, doing desmadre, right?
Yeah.
And but once they get into their teeth, they start to calm down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they're easy.
Or do they? I don't know.
I think so.
I was pretty wild for a long time.
But you think that your girl version would have been...
Oh, it would have been a fucking disaster.
Okay,
bro.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
I personally, I would have been a disaster if I were the same person, but a female and applied a lot of the same things that I had to go through, but in a male version and a female version. But I don't know because I can't relate. So in a way, it's kind of like, we don't know what the fuck we're talking about really, but I get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Because it seems like so foreign to men that are like men or whatever you want to call it, like that are like him...
Right.
And to think about being a her is like, I don't know how to actually, I've lived my entire existence as a him, like,
right.
You know? And it's a weird thing in the modern world, and I'm going to bring it up because I have these moments where I'm like, should I be calling him him? Because everyone's like, it's a they thing. No, he's a him. And even my wife, who's very like behind the trans community, and so am I, right? Like, you want to do your thing, man.
Right.
We want to support you out here. Right. But I don't want to raise my kid not having a gender. I don't know. It's just a thing. Like, when you have a kid, it's like, whoa. This conversation got a little different, motherfucker. You know what I mean?
And
what do you want to do here? Like, you know?
See, and that's the scary part is now my oldest, right, he's a second grader now, right?
Yeah.
So at the beginning of the school year, I was just like, hey, if people come in, you know, and they're trying to, you know, put this on you as to, hey, this, and you're not comfortable with shit, you got to say something. You know, you got to bring it to, like, me or mom or somebody, you know, because we don't know what they're teaching our kids. We want to think that we know what they're teaching, you know, but I only know the teacher so much. I don't know what her agenda is.
Right.
You know what
I mean? And I think it's even beyond the teachers. I think I learned more in the moral capacity and things about the world around me from my fellow peers, the kids in my class. Mm-hmm. I think that's where the real shit hits
the
fan.
And that's, you know, the thing. So
that's where the real influence actually happens.
That's why I have to tell my son, you got to be careful with what you say, how you say it, because you say something that you're not supposed to say, right? Because it's funny or
it's
cool.
It's not the same anymore.
That's a fucking rap.
You're right. It's hard to deal with this because we have to teach kids to not just be free speaking, almost kind of.
No,
like, they have to have sensors built in, and they don't. You know, they filterless.
Your kid's life could be ruined. You know, honestly, think about it. If my kid was to say, so and so is a, you know, they use a homosexual term, right? That, you know, whatever.
They throw some mean shit.
Right. They can, you know, that could just blast my son's name everywhere and he's this or he's that. You know what I mean? And he's a kid. You know what I mean? And you got to be super careful with that shit. And it never used to be like that. You know, so
it's kind of a first, huh?
Yeah, so when I talk to my son, it's crazy. 7 years old, I'm like, hey, you got to be careful, right? And he's like, well, what do you mean? And I'm like, you can't be saying this or that, you know? Like, it's not funny anymore. Like, you know, you got to be careful, you know? And it sucks, right? Because it's like you're taking the kid out of being a kid, right? When you were a kid, you would say those things at school and it was like no big deal.
We'd say some wild ass shit.
Crazy.
We take it back to 2003. I was saying some wild shit
crazy,
on the playground.
Right?
Crazy shit.
What was
adult
the
shit.
Yeah.
I'm like rehearsing Dave Chappelle back in the day, bro.
Could you imagine that?
Censorship.
Could you imagine
bro?
That shit now?
No,
you
know, dude. Maybe. The kids might talk like that. I don't know. I would be cussing in second grade. I'd be using the F-bomb, bro. I'd be dropping the F-bomb trying to sound cool in second grade. I remember it. I was dope.
I was dope, yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. So it's crazy, you know, but being a dad is fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Being a dad is awesome. Being a husband is awesome. But going back to, like, the whole postpartum thing and stuff, that shit's, you know, that could take a toll.
Yeah.
If you're not open to talking to your wife and and being there for them, you know what I mean? Because it could be a lot. You know what I'm saying? When my wife had our first, she went through some stuff, right? And I didn't understand it because it was my first, right? And I was like, damn. Like, I didn't know. I thought it was me, right? And then my second, I was like, okay, I kind of know what's going on here, right?
Yeah.
And now that we're on our third, it's like, dang, like, you take more. I value her way more because I see what every single child we've had, what it's done. You know what I mean? And it's right. Like, damn, dude, like, that's rough. You know what I'm saying? Like, not only is her body changing and this and that, right? And that's what most women are super self-conscious about, right? Like, I tell her, I'm like, to me, like, I don't see none of that.
Right.
You know what I mean? To me, you're still the person that I fell in love with. You know what I mean? Like, I don't see you as this or that or what. I'm like, shit, my body's changed too. I have no fucking hair. I'm getting fat now. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, we all change. You know what I mean? So I try to be super, super appreciative of her going through all those, like, sacrifices of her body and her mind and health and all that stuff. So it's crazy, man. It can be pretty deep for some people, and I feel bad for single moms that don't have nobody to go to and stuff, and they got to deal with that shit on their own. You know what I mean? Like, it's rough, bro. And I've heard some people, you know, be kind of ignorant in the fact that, like, they'll try to say, like, oh, there's no such thing as postpartum, whatever, right? And this, and I'm like, bro, you can't be like that. You know what I mean? Like, there's no fucking way. That it's a real thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you can't say that about females when they go through what they go through to give you something special, right? Yeah. You know what I mean? So shout out to all the women out there.
That have babies, and you know? Imagine average Joe listening right now, just run-of-the-mill dude out there. Imagine this little creature that comes out of your hole, rips you up, dude, literally. And then you have to put it on your nipple, dude.
Yeah.
And it, it learns how to suck life juice out of your nipple all day long.
Every day.
All evening long.
Yeah.
All the time for years. I can't imagine. I don't know. And to do that, clearly, hormones, things change. For a woman that recently had a child to psychologically, literally alter its responsibilities, its priorities into, like, now I literally have to feed this thing and I have to not get upset with it.
And that's
you know,
tough,
because that is tough. Like, you know, they're not speaking, they're just crying. You don't know what's wrong. Exactly. You know, but you just have to be cool.
Exactly.
You know, you just got to be cool.
And you got to try.
Let them grow up.
And see, that's the thing is you the moms go through all this, you know, shit of, like, they got to try to play it as cool as possible without getting frustrated. But that shit is frustrating.
That's taxing, yes.
You put the baby down, the baby wakes up as soon as you put it down. You thought you had a break and you don't have a break, right?
It's like the boss coming up to you and be like, you thought you were going on break right now, huh? Yeah, get back to work, fucker.
That's what I'm, you know,
imagine, here's some coffee, but okay, no break.
Now imagine that shit going on 20, 30 times a fucking day. Yeah. You would lose your fucking mind, right? You'd be like, dude, fuck this. Like,
yeah, I'm quitting.
Yeah, fuck this, right? So,
but you can't quit because the boss is your baby.
Exactly. So, I get, like, I told my wife the other night, I'm like, fuck. Like, I was holding my baby and I'm like, 10 minutes in, and I'm like, this fucker is heavy, right?
Your arms all sore?
Dude, I was like fucking hurting.
Ladies get buff after they have a baby, I'm telling you. And Allison be holding this 25 pound boy all sideways with one arm while he's just latched up.
Yep.
Crazy shit. Yeah. They got the hips afterward, too. Women literally get like this more of a hip to. It's crazy because I don't have that. Most men, I look around like maybe they got some love handles, but they got this hip, dog. Right. That, like, you can literally tuck the child on easier than a male can. Okay, yep. It's crazy. Yeah. It's beautiful.
No, yeah.
When the baby cries and the breast starts lactating, and the baby's not there, but the baby's crying and your breasts start lactating, that's something that's like, wait, that's. You sure this isn't some sorcery going on in this house? Like, what the fuck? That's
crazy.
Real shit.
Yeah.
That's how real having a child really is. Like, it really is, I think, something that shapes most people differently. Like, from that point on, it's like taking a heavy psychedelic in that having a baby.
Yep.
It's like change your life type of shit, like everyone would say.
My wife can't she can't eat breakfast sometimes, right? Without her lactating while she's just eating.
Oh, wow.
And, or yeah. trying to drink her coffee or, you know, and I'm just like, fuck. Like, that sucks. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, she's like, look at this shit. And I'm like, fuck, dude. Like, that shit sucks. You know what I mean? And right. so it's crazy, man, what women go through, you know, to give us these babies. You know what I mean? So, but it's a very beautiful thing.
Shout out to the women.
That's right.
I gotta let her.
Folks, when you're out and about and driving out there on the road, are you ever sketched out that you might like get into an accident or something like that? Because I know I am, and I wouldn't be caught dead out there on the road driving, because I don't know how I'd be driving if I were dead. But if I didn't have insurance, I'd surely be economically dead. And we cannot have that, folks. That's why right now, you're listening to this podcast, you're probably like, damn, I don't have insurance, or I know someone that needs insurance. Maybe you should pick up the phone and call Alfredo Vargas over at Academy West Insurance, 559-638-3800. He's going to answer like he did at the beginning of this ad, and he's going to definitely set you up with your needs. If you're not rolling with Alfredo Vargas from Academy West, I don't know. I literally, I don't know who you're insured by, because it ain't Geico in the state of California. That's for damn sure. I personally have been insured through Alfredo over at Academy West Insurance for at least 5 years, and I've had nothing but great outcomes. Even when I bought a new car, he set me up with insurance like that. I didn't even have to wait. These bastards down at the car dealership are all lagging and trying to sell me some other crazy rate and all this stuff. No. Not when I call Alfredo Vargas up. He's like, hey man, check it out. This is what we're gonna do, and here you go. And I'm like, she. So if you're looking for a little she in your life, call up Alfredo, 559-638-3800. Tell him that Tyler Colombaro sent you from the Symbiosis Now Network, and he'll be sure to get you what you need. That's Alfredo Vargas over at Academy West Insurance on West Manning Avenue in Reedley, California. If you want to call him, 559-638-3800, or if you just want to look in the description, all his information's down there, folks. But I do suggest that you do not wait a moment longer to be insured by Alfredo Vargas over at Academy West.
So what do you feel now that you have your little family going? Did your role change? As you being the husband now, do you feel more like, damn, like I'm a husband now, you know, and I have this responsibility and this responsibility? Did that take a toll on you at all? Yeah. Or is it still kind of the same to you?
I get you, because like I feel like me and Alice have been together for like 10 years, but like we got married after 6 or 7, and then we were married for 3 or 4 before we had a baby, mm-hmm. right? So it's interesting to think about it like that, because when we got married, it was almost like an extension of being together, but there's no kids yet. So it's not as impactful. You wear the ring on your finger every day. You know you're taken for life, right? But do you there's not a baby yet, right, in my situation. And then when we decided we're gonna do this gig, you know, mm-hmm. so we did plan, right, this
okay.
baby, right?
Okay.
When it happened, it was very eye-opening. It was like, okay, I made it successfully with this woman that mm-hmm. I wanted to for so long that I should have probably a long time ago, like people would say, but it was time, right? The angels had spoken.
Right.
Make
right.
This, you know?
Right, right.
And it happened. But it was a change then from that point forward too, because like you said, now I am husband, because I am daddy. You know, I'm daddy, I'm hubby, I'm all those things now, more than before. Mm-hmm. Because now if something is needed or whatever after birth, like you got to step up and go get food. You got to do all this shit all the time. Take care of things, because she can't. She's hurting, you know. And then that it extends into the future however long,
yeah.
you know. No, that's where I'm at.
Have you had to do the whole 3 a.m. rush to the doctor or any of that stuff?
No, we've been concerned, but nothing crazy. We've okay. been pretty
That's
grateful
good.
Through the whole thing
That's
because
good.
Of that.
Yeah.
It's kind of remarkable how resilient this little boy is.
That's
Honestly,
good.
Yeah, we
That's
made
good.
A hardy one. You
That's
know?
Good.
Yeah.
That's awesome. See
I them? Think because both of our genetics are both pretty hardy, because we come from weird backgrounds, right?
Okay.
A lot of like drug abuse and like, I don't know, rough people, you
okay.
could say, but we made it.
There you
know,
go.
I think we're the ones that can't die that easy.
You
there can't
you
get rid
go.
Of us
there
that quick.
Go.
You know
there
what I mean?
Go.
So I was very excited to make a baby with her specifically, though, for a long time. So it definitely, like, it made me realize all that. Because you don't think about it before then. It's easy to make a baby, right? Like to bust one off into outer space, right. You know, right. Shoot a nuke out in outer space and hope it lands.
Right.
But I don't know, man. It definitely changes the way you think about it. The whole life cycle of existence changes now. Because I could see maybe getting like older and never having kids and never having that kind of experience. And not to say I would feel robbed. I think if that's what you want to do that. But I also think that I also relate to it being part of the human experience while you're alive. Whatever that means, you're supposed to like recreate or procreate, right? Something else to carry it down the line.
Right.
Without people, yes, there would be a lot less war and all this stuff, but there would still be a niche for humanity to fill somehow. I don't know. We're here, man. I don't know. Exactly. It's less plausible that we're actually here, so we might as well do the things that come to us. So if you're listening, you're like, I don't know if I want to have a baby. You probably should have a baby, but do it cool. Like, don't be all knock some chick up, never talk to her type of shit.
Yeah, no,
you don't work good. We know that. No. We know it doesn't work good. Defy all odds, folks.
Yeah, don't be doing all that shit, because that's just nothing but problems, man.
Yeah. But see, then that goes to back to knowing who you're fooling around with. And a lot of people don't pay attention to that because they don't think it's a reality of maybe procreating with this dope that you're fucking. You know what I mean? Like a lot of people I've known, they're like, this guy's a piece of shit. And then 2 days later, fucking knocked up, and then I'm going to have it. And it's like, okay, well, cool. But you're locked with that dude for at least 20 years and so on for the rest of your life. I mean, you know, or vice versa. Women too. Like, you know. So it is it should be a responsible decision. I think that's where the idea of getting married and having a baby is so traditional, right? From like a lot of Christian-based faiths and Catholic-based faiths. But I think that it's based off of just kind of trying to be a little like forward thinking about how that will go and how to actually raise a newborn child into being a teenager, right? Eventually, and then being into adult. That's a journey. And like if you're both kind of united in that child's growth, then obviously you'll have a better success rate. I think that's where that idea probably hits people so deep, why they think it has to be so traditional. But it doesn't have to be like get married and then have a baby all like in that procession. It's just I think that you got to make sure that you're going to do whatever it takes to take care of that baby from that point forward, even if you and mom aren't on good terms or whatever the situation may be.
Yeah, because you guys planned it a few years after you were married.
Right.
We had our wedding planned, but we got pregnant that year.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So we had our baby at our wedding.
Yeah.
And that was cool.
That is cool.
That, you know, it was cool. It was like, oh shit. Like, it, you know, it was always like, it was kind of meant to be, but that wasn't the plan. You know what I mean? So you just got to know who you're with and know that this is not like a short-term thing, you know? Right. A baby's a baby. And a baby, it's fucked up when you see babies in the middle of fucked up relationships. You know what I mean? Like, they could tear that, you know, person's life before it even starts. You know what I'm saying? And so people got to really take that shit into consideration before, you know, and be like, hey, if this is going to happen, then, you know, you got to be able to write it out. You know, if you're a man and you know that you were with a toxic girl, you better write out that toxicity at least until the baby's old enough to understand what the fuck is really going on. Which is a long time.
To understand, you know? What's even
and vice versa. If a female's out there and she's dating a hoe, right? She's dating a dog or whatever you want to call it, right?
Fuck boy.
Yeah, fuck boy, right? You better understand. You're the one that dated a fuck boy. So what comes with that? You got to be able to handle all that shit. You know what I mean? And not use your baby for money or for this or for that, you know? Like, got to be real about it, you know? And I feel like that's what goes on now a lot more now than what we used to see back in the day. You know what I'm saying? At least to me. You know, I'm like, damn, dude, like, I've heard some fucked up stories, you know what I mean? I'm like, you go through all that shit? But, you know, but then you're like, I can't feel that bad for you because you knew how the fuck that girl was, you know? Or you knew who that guy was.
Yeah.
So why are you bitching about it? Yeah. You know what I mean? So
I get you, but it's like, man, people are just,
it's crazy.
It's wild out here.
It is.
The streets.
It is. It's crazy.
It's wild in the streets, folks.
Yeah, no. The world is changing, bro.
It's fucking. But there's more condoms available now than there was, you know, in the 70s and 80s, you know.
You know what I mean? Like, fuck all that shit.
But I'm just saying.
But yes, use condoms. Like, yeah. That's right. Use condoms, you know? But yeah, no. No. Yeah, bro. Okay. No. Shit. I don't know. Don't know what that is.
But see, now, like, we're at this point where we're having kids, and we were kids, and now we're adults, and it's a fairly recent phenomenon that mm-hmm. we became adults, really, looking back, and now we see how the previous generation, like our parents, are transpiring, and, you know, and how life is cycling for them, and they live through a lot of the same thing that we seem to still be dealing with, like mm-hmm. similar wars that we end up being in similar areas, which is a trip, because by now you'd think a lot of people would be like, I think something's a little fishy with us, keep going in this fucking area trying to take oil or whatever the fuck we're really trying to do. It's crazy to me that the generation before that, that you call like the boomers, right, is like kind of living in this different world too. But we live in the same world, but we live in a different capacity because the things we learn from our cultural background and stuff completely change the way that we actually view the society or the world we live in. And so it's interesting that we're all living in the same space, but we think about things differently more now probably than ever because there's been such a rapid growth in technology along with the way that minds have just changed the way we think about things. Like, shit, I remember being in school and ain't a word, so you can't use it, but then like it was like, motherfucker, it's in there now, like, because people use it, like it becomes a word. Right. Like, you know, and that's what's crazier about language. Right. So who's really in control mm-hmm. when you start thinking about education, like we go back to, right? Really, it's about the culture, the way it understands it. So we literally have changed language during the whole vaccine thing. They changed the definition of vaccine, like, you know, because it was prevalent to the time we were in, right? Mm-hmm. That's how crazy this shit gets. But yet when we come into like a place like the Middle East and we want to go back to war there, and I'm not saying we shouldn't. I'm just saying it's very interesting that we are back over there again.
So what's your whole opinion on everything that's going on right now?
I don't really know. But my first question to you is, you think they would draft Americans to go to a war like that?
I honestly, I don't put anything past the fucking government, right? So, I mean...
That's coming from a veteran. That's some heavy shit right there.
It could be a big possibility, right?
Yeah.
I think it would open up the eyes to a lot of fuckboys, right, that claim to be fucking men and say that they would hold it down and stuff, right? I mean, go do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a whole different ballgame when you say that I was going to join the Marine Corps or I was going to join the Army, but I didn't because of this, right? Yeah. Okay, well, let's see. Like, if your calling came and you had to go handle business, would you really go handle business? I don't think a lot of fucking dudes would.
But then would they want to draft American people? Because, let's be honest, if they drafted just run-of-the-mill people...
That's how they did it.
Yeah, but, dude, like, they weren't big and, like, out of shape. Like, people were in shape back in World War II somehow, man. It was a little different time, you know?
That's the thing, though. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's where people have to fucking wake up. You know what I mean? Like, hey, it's kind of crazy, right, how men kind of just lost their way of being a fucking man. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of dudes don't want to – not that I work out every day, but I have, like, a physical demanding job, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Trimmers, walking miles a day, doing this, doing that, you know, I'm bending over, doing, you know, all kinds of shit, right? Every day, right? 7 days a week, 6 days a week, most weeks,
busy,
right?
Yeah.
So when you're – it's like working out. Because some dudes now don't want to work out. Some dudes now don't care about their hygiene. They don't care about what they look like. They don't care about this. They don't care about that. They're just there. You know what I mean? And that's fucking, like, that's sad.
But they're good at Call of Duty, bro.
Yeah.
So we can send them, right?
Well, okay, so then send them. You know what I mean?
No, I don't want to draft them.
See how many fucking
confirmed kills. I think the draft is, like, not likely. I was worried. I talk about on this podcast a lot about the Russian-Ukraine conflict, right? Well, then, now, we don't hear about that really anymore. Yeah. We just hear about the Middle East conflict now more than anything. And we don't hear about aliens, but that's going to come up after this topic, sure. I'm going to ask you, which was weird.
Yeah.
But we hear about all this, and as a person, from my standpoint, paying attention to what's transpiring looks like World War I and World War II, the similar things that occurred in different areas, yes, but similar ways of dealing with it, similar ways of talking about it through the media, things like that, to where things transpire. Our diplomacy is shit. If we didn't notice during the pandemic and way before then how bad our politicians really are dealing with emergencies or crazy things, but now we trust them with war? I don't. And I think most people don't. But it doesn't matter if Uncle Sam says it's what we need to do. People all of a sudden will have a change of heart all of a sudden. You know, if they bomb Las Vegas, mm-hmm. or they fucking bomb California or some mm-hmm. shit. Bro, people beating their chest signing up. They don't even probably need to do a draft, maybe, because people all sign up tomorrow that are down for that shit. But it's crazy to me that if that doesn't happen, if they were to start a draft, because I think it would be a mistake. I think it would lose Americans, like, trust a little bit, because they're not expecting tomorrow to do that. Like you had said, I'm not. We wake up every day. I mean, you're in a different situation because you already served your time. Mm-hmm. But most of us regular Joes, like, we don't wake up thinking that's going to be a possibility. But we've been conditioned that way. So therefore, it also believes me to think that that's what Uncle Sam really wants. Mm-hmm. Wants people to push numbers and write shit down and do stupid fucking petty shit right. to be the foundation of the pyramid that we are at the top of. That we need them down there to keep doing their shit. Maybe our jobs become building fucking bombs and shit and artillery more. Maybe we shift our factory stuff, but I don't think everyone's going to get drafted all the way because I don't think that they're very good soldiers that are, you know, ready to go for that kind of shit.
That's you know? The thing, you know what I mean?
Some of these other countries, they have automatic enlistment.
Yeah.
Or they were born into just holding a gun from 7, and that's just what they do all day. Like, you know, we can't fight with the same.
So,
you know?
What do you think about that? Automatic enlistments in other countries and stuff. You don't think that that would be a good thing here?
I don't know. See, sometimes I think it wouldn't be the worst thing because it would give people a chance to probably maybe travel and learn to how to be more structured maybe a little bit with their life and their decisions.
Maybe you know become I mean? A better man.
Yeah, I mean, or women, whatever, right? Or whoever's woman. In there, right, that wants to do that shit, I think that it would definitely maybe benefit. But the mandatory anything makes me feel weird in a country that we're in, right? Because we like to say, hey, like exactly. we want to have freedoms and all this shit, right?
Exactly.
So it makes it hard to say everything should be that way. But I don't think it's a terrible idea. All I'm saying is that's a different human mm-hmm. that clearly is just been born and raised into this. And they're actually more acclimated right off the bat than the average mm-hmm. run-of-the-mill Joe in America. Mm-hmm. That's all I meant. You know, I don't think that everyone should do that. But I see that that gives you a leg up, you know, as a country mm-hmm. in the modern time, too. I mean, why not? I mean, that seems like something that old nations would do. Mm-hmm. On purpose, you yeah. know? When you become of an age, you go off to war, and then if you make it back, you get to have a family and shit. Like, you know, even that's crazy shit. That's how humans that's got to where we are now.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
how you, when you look at the map, and it's pretty, and it's got all these colors and these yeah. lines, right? Yeah, right? That was all because people fought to yeah. death over the yeah. boundary line. And that map right now in the Middle East is shifting.
It's crazy.
That's what's crazy to think, is that boundary is like kind of erased temporarily, because we don't really know what is what now. What is what now?
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah.
You know, no, what we do know, though, is that in that specific area, there's a lot of fucking oil, and there's a lot of fucking possibility of doing a canal through there, right? There's a lot of possibility of a lot of trade opportunity, right? There's a lot of resources, mm-hmm. right? But there's all these other issues that we need to focus on, and they're real issues. But I think that us getting involved with a lot of things has been weird. But this one's a little different, don't you think?
We get involved in everything.
This one's a little different the way it captivates the average person that watches that shit on TikTok, though. Because I never thought I would be able to just get on Instagram and shit and see dead babies burnt alive and shit like that. On Instagram, I thought you couldn't do that. Like, I literally thought you couldn't do that. Which also leads me to believe that maybe there is some kind of part of this that now is affecting the American culture in a different level because it's actually desensitizing us to those things. Mm-hmm. Because now we can watch it all day and we're mad about it, but we're not like as repulsive as we were a couple of years ago when I thought that no one posted that because it wasn't really allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it all of a sudden allowed? You know, and I don't want it to not be allowed because we need to see what's actually going on because the news platforms don't show you what's mm-hmm. actually going on the ground like those TikTok videos do because that's some wild shit to see someone from a real standpoint out there.
It's pretty gnarly.
It's pretty gnarly, dude.
You know, and now those are the things that you see when you go to war and when you go off and, you know, I mean, that's just one of the real things that's going on, right? We're so spoiled here that you don't think outside of what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, you have to go to work tomorrow.
You know?
You pay the rent a couple days, yeah, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And when you start looking at, like, real problems of, like, what people really have to go through, you know, in these other countries and stuff, it's pretty fucking sad, you know, seeing innocent babies fucking getting decapitated and this and that, you know what I mean, by another human being. Like, it's pretty fucking gnarly, right? Like, it makes you really think of what you really have here and what we really, how we really treat this place, you yeah. know what I mean? Burning our own flags, you know, taking monuments down that, you know, have been there for hundreds of years and, you know, talking shit about our own cultures here, right? It's sad, man, you know? And I hope it opens up people's eyes to really see, like, damn, it's it's fucking rough. You know, these people go through a lot of shit.
Well, if it doesn't, you know, then nothing will. Until it's way
too late. But see, I still feel like there's people out there that don't really, they say that they care, but they really don't care. And they say that they care because it's cool. It's the cool thing to do, right? Yeah. Like to fit in. Oh, yeah, like, it's really sad. Or, you know, I saw this thing.
It's a virtue signal.
Where people, like, share these videos, right? And it's like, are you sharing it because you want to make people aware? Or are you sharing it on your story because you just want fucking clicks? You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, what's the purpose?
Or temporarily because it's prominent in the narrative or the media that you see right mm-hmm. now. So you can say you stand with this movement, but this movement dies. And I don't mean like the Palestine movement dies, because it apparently hasn't for mm-hmm. thousands of fucking years. Mm-hmm. I think that any movement, though, it seems like that. It seems like a psyop of its own going on. But real things transpire in the world, while the psyop of having a telephone with all these social media connections to the internet all the time at all points of the world, essentially, it's something else to be dealt with. As real time transpires, you can also watch videos that are decades old, like mm-hmm. right now. Like, you know, it's pretty interesting, because it's enough to make anyone go crazy on, mm-hmm. for sure, and make quick decisions when they're watching footage maybe that they saw, but this didn't happen this month. This maybe happened a couple of years ago, and mm-hmm. you're watching an old video that enraged you. Like, that's the world we're living in. We don't really need virtual reality or mm-hmm. virtual politicians. It already kind of is like that, because we're so if you can't take away the information, maybe we flood it with as much as possible. How can we flood it with as much as possible? Well, we have to put phones in all the people's hands. Mm-hmm. They'll all just bicker mm-hmm. and tweet like a bird all day long. You know, I feel like there is some kind of level of flooding the masses with a certain amount of information that you can't actually absorb over time. So then it dilutes the water maybe more, or murkies it, whichever way you want to look at it. It makes it muddier, so you can't see what's going on anymore. But I think that this situation, when you see this stuff, it really has hit people on a different level, because they ain't never really seen that. They've seen it in movies, maybe. I guess some fucking documentary shit where they barely show what actually happened. But this is different. It's also different because there's places where they get complete communication shut off and shit, where, like, maybe not everything was recorded in the Iraq and Afghanistan war, but there were, like, at least there was some kind of, like, knowledge of what was happening. When they dropped bombs, they'd have a press conference and talk about why. Now it's just happening all quiet. You hear about it the next day, but you don't hear about it from fucking CNN. You hear mm-hmm. about it from some other place. It's mm-hmm. like, this just happened, but when are they going to bring it up? They mm-hmm. got to bring it up now if everyone knows about it, mm-hmm. but they don't bring it up. Now they're just being weird. Mm-hmm. But that flies under the radar a lot mm-hmm. of time. A lot of that stuff does, mm-hmm. you know. The Ukraine-Russian thing, like, I thought that was high stakes. Everyone was, like, calling Putin a fucking war criminal and shit, but now you're dropping the same bombs that have this country's name on them and doing shit like that too, though, helping another country. It's not the same when we talk about war, right? Mm-hmm. It's not the same conversation anymore. Mm-hmm. It's not black and white.
No.
It's so complex. Not. No, yeah. It's, if you want to talk about nuance, military strategy is the maximum of complexities. Mm-hmm. Like, it really is. You're trying to play chess, like, literally, you know. And the federal government of the United States is real good at that. I'd like to hope.
They're the masterminds of it, you know.
I'd like to hope. Because we all stand like that. We act like that. But, like, sometimes I wonder, too, like, you know, some other countries got some wild shit going on over there. You know, they got some good scientists too, dude. Like, you know.
You can't sleep on people.
You can't sleep on people, bro.
You can't. You can't sleep. I mean, it's like the borders right now, right? All these people that are coming in. You don't think that there's... You would be stupid to think that there's no cells within our border right now, right? Of all these different organizations and terrorists. Groups and look at what just happened in Ridley, right? In our little town.
Yeah, a little biolab.
Fucking biolab with all this crazy shit, right?
Yeah.
You would have never thought that this thing would have been there. No. And that was just right here, smack dab in the middle of our little town.
I feel you.
Now, could you imagine, like, everywhere else? Dude, there's shit going on right now, right? And it's just a, I don't know, maybe it's just a matter of time before it hits home. You know,
dude, our
I mean?
Own rail system, like the train system, mm-hmm. is fucking on edge. Like, we heard about it in, ironically, East Palestine, Ohio, which is not the same as the Palestine, Israel. In Ohio, United States, the rail fucking fell off. It had hella, like, gnarly chemicals in it and shit. They kept covering it up, right? It was news, but only for a short amount of time. But the people there never got answers. Animals were dying. They were getting sick. It's kind of like Flint, Michigan, how they had bad water. We don't hear about Flint,
Michigan. That shit happened everywhere, though.
Yeah. You well, it happens I mean? Here. We just don't talk about it. The water here is contaminated, but we just drink it. I drink it every day from the tap. I'm crazier than crazy.
That's why you're fucking over on a good one. That shit was happening like on a weekly basis, right? After that whole Flint, Michigan thing. Yeah. And you see it on your phone, right? Like a train car, you know, fell here or broke here and fucking had all these chemicals. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, really? It's not a coincidence. You know what I mean? Like, it's fucking scary.
The infrastructure of the train system is being undermined by maximizing profitability. So, that, like, you cut corners where you don't grease the joints. You don't change the wheel when it needs to be changed. Whatever the fucking maintenance that goes into a train needs to be done, you skip it at this stop. You skip it the next stop. You skip it all fucking week. You say, fuck it. Mm-hmm. Because we got to fire a couple mechanics because their salary's cutting into our profitability. You know, like, it is like that. And when you see a direct examples like that with something that is so critical to the infrastructure of the United States, still the train system, the rail system, it's pretty crazy to think, but it's in the background, it's still there, you know. It's just one example of, like, how can we trust that our military operations are going as such, you know, when we have so many pieces of the puzzle across the world, right? There's a lot of error in communication. There's a lot of misleading, like, information that comes out of places, right? Mm-hmm. I like to assume everyone's on top of it. But when you see things like that, it's like, I don't know, man. Look at our food system. A lot of things happen. Salmonella things, those things happen. That shit kills people. And we just kind of like, man. We had the lab in Reedley, California that I've talked about on this podcast. Yeah. I got shouted out on another podcast, Stuff They Don't Want You to Know, because I called in and told them, you guys got to check this out. And they validated that there has been other labs found across the United States.
Like this.
Well, but not to this level where they were like found it and all the stuff was still inside and there's all these different fluids and different deadly fucking diseases the facility just, you know, kind of skewered about.
No, with fucking rats.
I go recycle cans right next to that place, bro.
The fucking meat market was right next to that place.
Yeah, and they would store their food not across the street right next to that place.
Okay, so then the gas station is right there.
Yeah.
So... Mm-hmm. Was that not done purposely by them in case they knew that they were going to get caught to blow that fucking place up?
Oh, shit.
You get what I'm saying?
Like, see, if we had a real strategist, though, behind this and it was actually a threat to national security, like, I would maybe think that it kind of seems like it is because we shut the world down for COVID. They had COVID in this lab. Mm-hmm. They had fucking malaria. They had shit that would kill fucking populations.
They had HIV and all kinds of shit.
But it's not a national threat, like news making and moves being made type of thing. And it opens your eyes to be like, if things do hit the fan, if shit does hit the fan, are we protected? Like, and not just in this small town. I'm talking about really anywhere.
Everywhere, yeah.
San Francisco, fucking L.A. Like, what the fuck? Good luck.
Well, could you imagine if this, like, not that this lab was little, but could you imagine, like, this thing was smacked right 2 blocks behind the police station. You know what I'm saying? Like... Could you imagine what's in L.A.? What's in San Francisco?
Yeah, all those buildings that are what's going on in there?
What's out in the middle of fucking nowhere in Nebraska, right? Like, there's so many possibilities of all this crazy shit, right? It's
I'd be happier if it was out in the middle of nowhere in Nebraska, though. But when it's in a little city that has a ton of fruit going, coming, and going, a lot of population walking around on foot and driving around this area, heavily populated, I mean, for a small town. And not to mention, this lab was right next to the rail system. Mm-hmm. So, like, right next to the place that recycled cans and shit. If some of those mice that were contaminated just happened to get out because they weren't really locked down very good from the pictures we saw, they would have gotten in the trains, burned the fruit for all we know, and went down to wherever. Who knows where the shit landed.
They would have gotten into the meat. They would have gotten into the grocery store.
Which is shut down.
Right? That's fucking crazy. And they were selling tacos and shit inside of there. Think about that.
Yeah.
You don't think that one of those... I'm just saying, one of those rats, mouses, whatever the fuck you want to call it, didn't make itself across the fucking street.
For food?
Come on.
Of course it did.
Come on.
Of course, at least one. We can't say a zero possibility. Yeah, come on. There's no way there's a 0%
possibility. You know that shit, that's why it shut down. You know, that's why it had to have gone shut down.
Because whoever's listening, like, if you saw the facility, this is not a lockdown, high-tech, this is some Bodunk-ass, random-ass fucking warehouse.
I always thought that they were selling fucking granite.
They used to there.
And it was a front, right? Like, that was her... That
I don't know, but apparently they did have granite countertops there.
Well, they would have them out displayed, but whoever stopped there?
Yeah, right.
To really ask, like, nobody.
Yeah.
It was kind of just
like
one of those...
It's like Mattress Firm where there's, like, a mattress store everywhere, but nobody's buying a mattress
today.
It just
was
today.
One
like,
of those dead spots there, you know what I mean? And when
they're
all this shit...
Money.
This guy was from Clovis, right?
No, this guy was from, like... The guy that owned it apparently was from, like, China.
No, I know, but... he resided in Clovis.
I guess I so. Or, yeah, or something. Right? So they moved and over then he wanted temporary operations.
And he right? wanted to
So where in Clovis were they before?
Well, see, he right? wanted to sue, right? That was the big thing, right? Was
and
that
That's he, why he got displaced?
Well, he wanted to fucking sue because supposedly it was permittable and...
Yeah,
because
you can operate a lab without a lot of oversight in the state of California. Isn't that wild? This sounds like something that needs to change.
Yeah, especially if you're growing COVID night, you know, whatever.
Yeah, after they shut the whole fucking state down. Yeah, like, that's something, if that didn't happen, then it'd be like, oh, that's crazy, there's a terrorist. I'm surprised, if they would have found out it before they cleared that shit out, how many guys around here would have shown up and been like, this is a terrorist fucking operation, well, I'll fucking blow this shit out of water.
Yeah, so I just want to know why he had pregnancy tests in there.
Yeah, I don't know. That doesn't make sense to me. That's a weird one.
So what were you doing with these pregnancy
tests?
We're giving
mice fucking HIV and trying to see if the... Well, what the fuck? It still doesn't make sense.
Were they putting these tests back out, like, in the stores? After, and then somebody fucking pees on the stick or puts it next to...
We don't know.
You know?
Like, because if it was such a hush-hush operation, and it's going to the highest bidder, whoever's funding this operation, it could go a lot of different places. It could be some very conspiracy fucking heavy shit that it's hard to even fathom, really. But I sometimes just think people are dumb, and they just thought they could do this, and it's really that simple. But, man, you were being very, very fucking nonchalant about this issue. Yeah, no,
I don't think it was I think it was something crazy.
And the fact that it's not like... made the news for like a short amount of time, but like after we had fucking Operation Patriot, after we increased the surveillance state over the last 20 years, mm-hmm. after we now had COVID where they made it even crazier where you couldn't like go anywhere without having your vaccine on your phone, and like you have to have all this accessibility now, you have to pay with your phone now, all this kind of stuff, right? That's a relatively new and fast paced thing that's been happening. And we saw the world literally get shut down in this weird way. Everyone wear a mask for a year or two. Like, fighting, we really did that.
Fighting for toilet paper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And water bottles. Yeah. And all those water bottles probably are still sitting in the back, you know, in your fucking pad.
That shit was crazy, yeah.
But that shit's crazy. We made it through that. But after all that, you would think something like this, where there's mm-hmm. a lab found in a small town and there's a lot more of a chain of them, and you do can verify that, it seems like that would be something that would be a quote-unquote national security threat.
And it's
But instead, when you go to the airport, they're going to shove something up your ass to make sure you ain't got no drugs in there. But like for this, they'll just be like, eh, well, fucking crazy guy, you know?
Man. I just went to the airport last week. Oh, and I forgot to take my cologne out of my bag. And it was a little bit bigger than what it should have been.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Damn, man. That's a big bottle of cologne, big dog. Bro. You're going to get a little smaller bottle, huh?
Dude, they made this shit into a big deal. They were like, you can't have this. And I was like, it's just cologne. Like, it's not that big of a deal. It's just cologne. They made me go get my fucking carry-on. They made it take it. Like, they had already put it on. I don't even know if it was on the plane or if it was in the back somewhere. They made this guy go get my shit so I could put my cologne in there. I was about to throw like a $240 bottle of cologne away. And I was really upset about that. I'm like, it's just fucking cologne. You know, like it's not nothing to make a
bottle. I had this water bottle with me when I went to go on a flight, and I had it in my backpack, and they told me that you can't have any liquids on the plane. So I'm like, well, I'm not going to fucking not bring my water bottle. You're crazy. Right. What the fuck is a Yeti? Like, and they just looked at me, blank stare. Well, so I went and turned around, and I went and dumped it out in the fucking faucet or whatever, mm-hmm. and then I put it back in my backpack because there's no liquid in there now. Fucking assholes. Now I just won't drink water on the plane then.
And okay, they were cool with that?
Yeah, apparently. But there was nothing in it now.
Yeah,
I mean, but I get it. I get it. I get it. But like, but back to the story. Like, if you could do that, what the fuck is with this lab that you found after a serious international pandemic shutdown, dude? Like, mm-hmm. Everyone was like captivated by this, and now it's just like, oh, that's crazy. Wild how we can be conditioned and all of a sudden just snap of the eyes, don't care.
Yeah, like it didn't even happen. Did you see them cleaning it out?
Yeah, I seen stuff all in bins out back for like weeks.
That shit was crazy. They were just.
I was told that a lot of places that were responsible for picking it up didn't want to come pick it up because they didn't want responsibility for it.
So it was kind of crazy because some of the city of Ridley guys were out there, right. Like, and I was like, you think that these dudes would be wearing hazmat suits or something? You know what I mean? And it's like,
And then they got off shift and came to the bar right down the road that I work at, and I served them a beer, and they just had their little fucking COVID-y, malaria-y.
You're just touching all this shit and then went into wake house.
Huh? I was wondering where I got chlamydia, because I've been with the same woman forever. Right? All of a sudden.
it's wild, bro. It's super crazy how we could just let shit like that slide. And then it's just crazy. It's like it didn't even happen, you know?
Hello, everybody. This is Tyler Colombaro, the host of the Symbiosis Now podcast, as well as the host of the Cali Ag podcast, which is new. It is launching. It's ready for you to hear. Here's a little intro clip to get you enticed. I hope you can go check it out on Spotify and all the platforms out there. Check it out. Welcome to the Cali Ag podcast. I'm Tyler Colombaro, and I'm the host of this podcast. This podcast will ultimately be an exploration into all aspects of California agriculture, from the crops, to the land, to the water. Listener, if you were not aware, the state of California provides an unquantifiable amount of produce to the world. We will feature guests on each episode that work and lead the agricultural trajectory and symbiosis within the state of California. So listener, join us. Tell your friends and tell a farmer about the Cali Ag podcast.
I'm kind of curious as to what the next big thing is that's going to happen. You know, I think that's where my mind's been at, kind of like, you know, you brought up the draft. Would they draft people? I think it would be crazy, but at the same time, I'd be kind of like curious as to see how all that shit would go.
If it was right? World War III, that's what people will fucking always said, that the war that'll end all wars will be there in the Middle East, bro. Like, right? Because it's funny because it's like areas that have never been conquered before. Mm-hmm. Like, for the longest sustained period of time, like China, Afghanistan. I know those are two countries that have literally like never been captured, mm-hmm. like ever since their existence. Yeah. So it kind of says a lot about like something about those areas, and good luck.
You talk to, anybody that's like super or super good with the Bible.
Yeah.
And what's the first thing that they tell you?
Well, that you have to defend Israel.
Well, not just that. But in general, I'm saying like a lot of people are like, all this shit is happening. Like,
oh yeah, right this now. Is the end times. Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean. Yeah. There's a lot of people. Quote the verse real quick. There's a lot of people that are like, they think that this is it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like they're like, this is happening.
That's
like,
why I think this is such a big deal. It's not because I like to be paranoid about the shit that will pop off. It's because it has religious connections. Oh, no. It gets really heavy with this one, bro.
And people that are really good with the Bible, right? I mean, the ins and outs of it, when they talk about it, you're like, damn, right? Like, this person is like a super big-time Christian or big-time this, right? And they know the Bible in and out, and they're looking at you with the concern on their face, and they're telling you, like, this is happening right now. Like, you better be good with your God, you know? And it's like, damn, okay. And it makes you, like, really think, like, is this really happening? Yeah. Like, is this, like, are we really, in, like, coming to the end of our time
here? For sure, like, be good with your God. But before that, bro, have my back when we're shooting people, bro. That's all I need right now. On this earth, while we're still alive right here, I think God will be like, good man, pat his back. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's, like, last resort, bro.
Yeah, no, I got
you. I think sometimes when the conversation happens like that, like, I get where people come from. I've read the Bible, bro. Like, I've read all of it, not the New Testament, the Old Testament as well. I've studied it quite a bit. I was obsessed with it for a couple years, for sure. I was kind of obsessed with it. Okay. Like, it was a big deal. And I totally get where anyone that's coming from that background comes at it. I also get, because I've read a little bit of the Quran, ironically, mm-hmm. but I get why anyone that studies Islam feels the way they feel mm-hmm. based off of those scriptures. I've known and grown up with a lot of Catholic folks. I've learned a lot about what they feel about their thing. It is effective. Mm-hmm. It affects everyone a different way. It has an undertone the way you live your life. From that point forward, when you have these things that are bigger than you, you're talking about God, you're mm-hmm. talking about your higher power, whatever you want to call it. It apparently has an effect. But I sometimes wonder that the things that happen in the world transpire because life is imitating the art that it has read for generations. Because they've been saying the end times have been coming for 2,000 years since Jesus came.
Right.
Because the original Old Testament was talking about that would be a day, that would originally seem to be a thing. Well, then Jesus came and was like, it's official, dog. The end times are near, you know? And then that's where all the rest of it, including Revelations, where it really gets deep into that, what it looks like, right? Mm-hmm. The white horse. And then, you know, you hear people, like you said, wrap off verses and they'll get deep into it. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that they're wrong. I just think that how can you say that that's for sure? You know, you could look at a lot of things and say, this is the white horse. Look at the white horse on the MTV Awards or whatever. It's like, yeah, but, you know, then 10 years later, they had another one.
Right.
You know, like if you really get into it, you go crazy on this shit.
Right.
But if that's what makes you go to sleep at night and it helps you be a better person daily and you got my back in war, right, if we get drafted, cool, man. You know, I'll be right there with you. I'll pray with you to your God as long as you don't make me feel like I'm just going to hell because I don't actually maybe believe everything that you feel about mm-hmm. it. Because at the end of the day, scriptures – for so long have affected the trajectory of any culture that relies on them or reads them or vibes off of them, whatever you want to call it. But when it kind of leads you into World War III, the ending of all world or whatever, mm-hmm. possibly, I don't know, man. That seems like that's maybe written in there to convince you to do some dumb shit towards the end, okay. quote unquote, because it maybe isn't the end. But you can always say, this is the last one.
Right.
I swear to you, this is the last battle. Because they said that during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're not supposed to go to World War again,
mm-hmm.
because we were supposed to have learned that we don't go to this level. We don't let our diplomacy fail if we really want to claim democracy and protection and all this kind of shit. We don't let diplomacy, that means negotiations, fail. But right now, they're failing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because people are being stubborn and because a lot of people are dead. I get it. You don't want to stop now because they bombed you and the other side doesn't want to stop because you bombed them. And it's like, well, eventually though, motherfucker, Hitler had to be like, you got to be out of the picture because mm-hmm. you're not going to stop. You're going to keep going. And sadly, that eventually is the fate of this. The leaders will die, but then who carries on after that?
So in your personal opinion, do you think that it's, does it matter who's in the leadership position for you? Or do you think no matter what, it's just going to be what it is right now?
You mean what leadership, like?
Like, do you think it would make a difference if, like right now, Biden is in charge, right? Yeah. Do you think it'd be a difference if Trump was in charge?
Or do you? I kind of do. I see a different trajectory of this war.
It's just like,
but I still think that whatever transpires with other countries happens. I mean, really, right? But the United States, right, and the UK, right, and France, and these big boys, quote unquote, they're supposed to be, like, helping diplomatic negotiations happen and not escalate to that level. And whatever that means. Even if that means we fucking give them money like we did in Russia and Ukraine, all this shit. You do something, but it's right now so tense and things have escalated so fast, it's different. It's a different scenario this time around. I think that if we had a different president in there, they wouldn't have said right off the bat that we're behind Israel 100%, whatever you need, mm-hmm. and then go back on that a couple mm-hmm. weeks later. You know, I think that's what we're dealing with. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, this man's not fit to handle war.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump isn't either. But I feel like at least he tried to negotiate. And I'm saying about Donald Trump. He tried to negotiate some shit at least. He tried to be pushing some shit through. He probably tried to go have some meetings and shit. Maybe if it's just a show, and maybe he's still doing some backdoor deals, probably would end what we're seeing right now to mm-hmm. this level. I think that there's a lot of complicity. Like, there's a lot of people that are complicit with this type of thing, including the people that make a lot of money off of selling those arms to different countries. Because we have now. That brought us into World War II, when we were selling arms to the Allies, right? And Germany was like, motherfucker, you're in the war. You're giving them weapons. You're fucking supplying the war that you say you don't want to have. Well, then Germany came and bombed the U.S., right? And said, fuck you guys. You're in now. And then we were in. Right. Then we had a multiple front because we had to hit Japan at the same time. In Japan, they were going to drop fleas on San Diego in California. They were going to drop like bomber level, like instead of bombs, boxes of fleas that were contaminated with the Black Plague, the bubonic plague. This was in the works. This was a biological warfare operation that was said to happen a week after Pearl Harbor happened. No, I'm sorry. A week after Hiroshima happened, when they dropped the fucking bomb on the Japanese. So Pearl Harbor happened. America's fighting machine. Mm-hmm. They're going to go to biological warfare. And I'm sure the United States was probably using that and maybe perhaps even some kind of weather warfare. Who knows? Because they were later in Vietnam. Maybe mm-hmm. they had some of that tech back then. Who knows? But essentially, they had plans to pretty much ruin the West Coast of the United States. That's with crazy. A biological weapon.
I had no idea.
And a week before that, they dropped the bomb and they surrendered. Because it was like, oh shit, we're not talking about disease. We're talking about obliterating all structures and everything here. So that's clearly, they have the bigger dick. You know, pretty much. That's what, you know, that's why everyone jokes. Like, America's got the bigger dick. Because we did shit like that. Mm-hmm. But it did all of a sudden change the planet. All of a sudden everyone was like, whoa, dude, okay, we're talking, I don't even have a family to go back to now if we blow it all up. Like, what the fuck? Like, what are we doing here? It really changes the perspective. But right now, with the thing that's going on in the Middle East in 2023, it's like we're already there. We're already ready to drop bombs and shit. They're sending bombs and nukes. And it's like, oh, shit, bro. Like, I don't know. Is anyone else going to be like, hey, we need to use these responsibly? Because I feel like we're not using weapons responsibly over there. So that kind of escalation is dangerous because then even if something misfires, where's it going to go? Like, we don't fucking know, dude. I don't know. Like, nothing's foolproof.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
So it's man, it's a different one this time around. It's different. It's different than any time probably since, like, World War, you know? It's not just a proxy war like a lot of the wars we've been involved with. You know, it's like Afghanistan, but on a different level. I don't know. It's transpiring so rapidly. But it's crazy how it's relatable in the sense that one nation attacked another nation and they said, this is our 9/11. Mm-hmm. But when they say that in English, they're talking to the Americans because they need our support because they're a small little country, bro. So in a way, it's like, well, is there some PSYOP too kind of going on here? Because I think Israel has an Iron Dome and shit. And they've done hella cannabis research for the United States and shit. And a lot of weird shit with the United States for a long time. But they're just a little thing. But they have superior technology for being a little thing. Like, they're meant to be protected for doomsday. Mm-hmm. Like, literally.
Yeah.
That's like the only country on the planet that is. You know, not the United States. We're not protected from doomsday shit. You know, but wild. They are like, yeah, it's weird. And then so then when we get kind of roped into like having to have a side is ugly, too. Mm-hmm. I feel like United States has always been good at, like, even if we're not great at it, sending aid of some kind, because it's like, fuck, man, we got to do this. But then if you control both sides, if you control the aid and the bombs you're sending, you can perpetuate this escalation as long as you wish. If you're funding both sides, just like Republicans and Democrats. There's some philanthropists out there that fund both sides, guaranteed, because they know they win. If they fund both sides, they can basically tell whatever side to kind of go with this agenda, you know? It's that simple, you know? And so when money's talking,
we would like to think resources that it's that are talking, simple, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, in the grand scheme, yeah, it could be that simple, but it's just not.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what makes it what it is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, it's a trip, you know. It's crazy, man. It's crazy, the world that we live in right now.
And then a couple months ago, we were hearing about aliens, like the Pentagon's releasing this and that, and then now we don't hear about it. And I get it, because we're focused on something else that's really prevalent. But what else happened? What are the updates? Like, some updates, bro. Like, you can't drop that on the public and everyone be like, yo, dude, are we in the Matrix or whatever? Like, is this real? Right. Like, they're aliens? They're saying they're fucking real finally, which we like to think that they probably are. But when they confirm it, but then they pull out and say, well, wait, hold up. We got to do some more research. It's like, what the fuck? So it makes you think this is bullshit. This was a distraction, I think, for most people. But if all of a sudden tomorrow,
like the submarine, there
was aliens and they were telling us to do something specific, protect Israel or some shit or whatever it is.
Right.
It'd be like, you, dude, we have to now. That's the new God. Like, they just came and told us what to do. They own us. That's what people would probably think. Like, the government and the governor would jump on board like, yeah, the aliens are our buddies. They want us to do this. If you don't do it, you're going to fucking jail. Okay, yeah, for sure. Like, you're going to power their batteries to get back home. Fucking, you don't do what they say, you know. I don't know. But why don't they bring it up anymore? Because I want to know.
Right? I want to know, too.
And we all want to know. I want to know. Right? But we'll never know until we see it, I feel like.
It would be crazy to see a fucking alien.
Have you ever seen anything like that? Like something in the sky? Like,
I mean, I've never seen anything like I don't know, not that I think, you know. I feel like sometimes my mind will play tricks and be like, what the fuck was that, right? Like, yeah. Is that like, but I would like to believe, you know, that there's, you know, another higher form of intelligence out there, right? Another form of a being, you know? And I mean, shit, dude, there's been so much shit over, you know, the last thousands of fucking years where, you know, the pyramids and this and that, where higher forms of intelligence have been here, you know? So there has to be aliens, you know? Now, do they fucking look the way that they look? Right. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Probably not.
It would be fucking crazy if it did, right?
Man, but it would be like you've been there before, though.
Think about it. I mean,
be like, dang, this is why they depicted it. Like, this is what they look like.
Maybe. But what if it's just another human being? Maybe they have a fucking third eyeball. You know, I don't fucking know. It'd be crazy. I would like to be there, though. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'd like to be like, fuck, this is cool. And talk to them. You know, and see like what their fucking
they
world
speak
is
English,
like.
Huh?
Maybe they don't.
Hey, bro.
Dave, from Mexico?
Dude. They're trying to like speak like California and say like, dude. They're trying to have it.
Oh, okay.
They're just coming from space, bro.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I think it would be fucking cool to see something like that. Maybe we will see it in our lifetime. Maybe fucking he'll be on the Joe Rogan podcast. You know what I mean? Or they might be here with you, dog. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sit down.
Fucking alien comes in and rips a fucking bong hit with you.
First question would be, hey, do you know what weed is?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
They'd be like, no. I'd be like, this is the most life-changing thing that humanity has ever possessed.
Yeah. And then you make him a drink. You know, who knows, man?
They never leave. They abandon their mission and they just party with us.
They just stay here?
And they become the president.
Would that be a bad thing?
Then they come looking for him. They're like, you took over the country? That was the mission. Get out of the way.
So it'd be crazy. But I would like to think that there's aliens out there.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're fucking green or they look like E.T. or what, you know. But
yeah.
I most definitely think. I mean, you see all these videos of there was that one that was kind of blowing up not too long ago where some like famous actress was like on a private plane or something like that, and this fucking thing just passes by, like you could just see it, right? It's like you can't, I don't think that you could make that look that fucking real, right? And it's like that shit, you see shit moving at night, right? Like you know, what would that be? Maybe it's something that the government's fucking working on. I don't know.
Yeah,
you know, because by now you just don't fucking know anymore, right? Drones, this, that, you don't know. I don't know. But I think it would be cool for our lifetime to experience that. Confirm it.
Yeah.
Just confirm it. You know
And
what
if
I
they're
mean?
Really that yeah. smart to come here, wherever the fuck they're from.
You know?
Right? Like, that means they're clearly some superior form of intelligence because we can't do that.
Think about that.
And if they did, then they would have to know, like, English or, like, some kind of language to communicate with
they
the
have
populace
to.
In some way.
Mm-hmm.
And they would maybe not want anything to do with us because they wouldn't know what the fuck to do if they didn't know all that, you know? And if they did come and they wanted to hang out, like you said, have a drink with us and hang out and, like, live a human life, that seems kind of weird, too.
What if they're already
because
doing it,
Because how
would
though? They do
that? What if they're already doing it? What if, you know what I mean? What if they're already here experiencing that?
Yeah,
what
like
if they're
Third Rock from the Sun, remember that show?
You know?
They were the aliens,
yeah,
dude.
So,
that's why they were so awkward.
So why?
But they were humans, but they were aliens.
Yeah, I mean, that could already be a thing.
Was Jesus the OG alien? Like, was that what they were saying? Or, like, it sent him down and you guys killed him. He was green. He was clearly an alien. You guys stabbed him in the side. I'm not of this world.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. No.
And he rose on the third day to outer space. Like, no, I don't. I'm just kidding. But there's parallels in some things, and people go down those rabbit holes and think that shit's legit. They'll believe that shit. They'll think that's their fucking religion, bro. It's crazy. The possibilities of what people will believe, especially after they hit some weed for the first time or something. They're like these connections that aren't real that I think are real right now in this moment.
Yeah.
You know.
No,
but it's fun to parse the shit out.
Yeah.
You know, in life. And like, I agree with you. Like, if somehow there was some extraterrestrial life or whatever we want to call it, and we had the ability to, like, come into contact with it, that would be amazing, right? Because humanity's not seen that. We live in a time where we've seen all this shit. We've seen a pandemic. We've seen wars. We've seen fucking...
Except for that.
Yeah, but then we see that, too, in the same lifetime.
That
I could conceive of that. And I could also conceive of, like, us being so... Like you said, we see shit on the internet and stuff and all this stuff, like, where we could be quote-unquote conditioned for the right time for it to not... be so abrupt for humans to be like, whoa, what the fuck? Like, these have been here all this time.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it would just somehow work out, right? But I don't know, man. I feel like maybe life is not a being that walks around or flies around to another universe. Maybe it's like some plants of some kind or some fungus of some kind or something that's biological that lives on a far, far away fucking thing, a rock in space.
How would it get here, though?
a comet hit that one and then kept flying.
And just fucking.
And eventually the trajectory was just timed right. And I mean, hit us too. Somehow.
And that's just the thing is that you just don't know what the fuck's really going on up there.
That's what they say about mushrooms. They say sometimes that like fungus may have came from outer space.
That's crazy. It is.
Because when you eat mushrooms, sometimes you feel like you're talking to aliens, bro. Like they sent. That's how they got here.
It's not so far fetched.
They sent like a time fucking vessel or whatever. It's got like a time capsule with mushrooms in there because they're like, this is what will get them. If we know humans, this will get them. And then they eat them, and then they're fucking like sitting on the floor rocking around, like communicating with some extraterrestrial intelligence. And they're like, yes, yes, you're on the right path. And then one mushroom you eat that's bad, it's telling you're not on the right path. You know what I mean? And they know that they're doing that to try to structure the society that they need when they decide to come back. Nah. Someone could go down that hole and see if that's real. Who knows? That's why I like to leave it up to, like, I don't know. I just think it's a really interesting topic because it really does make you, like, not just use your imagination. It makes you start thinking, like, reasonably, like, how would this be and how would we intercept that, you know? But we can't get our shit together on this planet. So I feel like if there was some UFO type shit, they'd be bombing them. They'd be like, fucking, what the fuck is this? Is this the Russians? Like, I don't know. They'd just be like, trying to not communicate with them, they'd probably be trying to destroy it.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe out of automation, even. Something comes in the atmosphere, all of a sudden they think it's a missile, they just...
Maybe.
It never makes it here. The one vessel that was coming from deep outer space and they got shot down by a rocket.
Yeah. I mean, who knows?
But that's how they recovered the bodies, because they talk about recovering dead bodies.
Alien bodies?
Yeah.
Imagine.
Some dude, a whistleblower from the fucking secret fucking thing in the Pentagon came out recently and said that we have, like, he worded it weird, but he said we basically have remains or something. Like, he worded it like that, which had everyone on edge. Okay. Because it's like, what do you mean, bro? Please do elaborate.
Yeah. I've heard stories like that. Right. There was that one, I don't know where exactly it was at, but some dude picked up, like, a baby alien or something like that.
Yeah.
And he got like fucking super sick from carrying this thing. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. You know, so you start to think like all this. But where did that fucking little baby alien go?
Yeah,
you know, so many people saw it, or this, and how come there's not like people that come out and say?
And why is like as soon as something happens within days, the United States is there to recover it?
Because the men in
because they're in charge of anything extraterrestrial.
Because Will Smith went and fucking picked up the alien. You know what I mean? Right. And with the little camera thing.
Yeah. Sometimes I think that's why we forget things.
Maybe.
It's because it's built into the operating system, what we look at on the screen all the time. That it takes scrolling from one video to another to just do that, but it's like that's what it's doing. Mm-hmm. It's how it kind of like, blink, okay, next thing I have to absorb. I completely forgot about everything I just saw and read. Like, I think that there's something to it that's not like the alien fucking forget this type of thing, but it's something else. It's like distract, hey, stop thinking about whatever's really happening.
If there's fucking aliens, right? And they really exist, I want one of them dudes on my crew. Because I bet you them fuckers could cut grass like a motherfucker.
I bet. If they came from another place in the world.
They probably got some hovering fucking lawnmowers and shit.
Laser cuts it.
Fuck yeah. Or they just use their fucking mind to do it. I'd be making hella money, bro. You know what I mean?
Like, hey, can you get your cousins to come too?
You know what I'm saying? Like, the whole fucking crew. For real. You know what I mean? Like, that shit would be dope.
Yeah.
I would be set. So, if there's any aliens out there that are listening to us, hit me up.
For real.
You know what I mean? Like, that would be fucking cool.
If there was a podcast for an alien sitting in his room right now, chilling, he just got done with school, you know, he had his football practice, and he's chilling on the bed in another universe right now, and he's just like, dang, the Symbiosis Now podcast is slaps, dude. Yeah, what are humans like? Come to Earth, and we'll give you a job.
Yeah.
It's the American dream.
Yes, sir, that's right. That's what I'm talking about.
Dude, thanks for coming on, bro.
Anytime, bro. I can't wait to be back. I appreciate it. It's always a pleasure, man. And it's good seeing you, bro. It's you been too. A minute, you know what I mean? I know that we're both busy and stuff, you know, but I appreciate you hitting me up and being like, come on, man, let's do this. So I'm glad that I came.
I am too.
And it never fucking fails, man. It's always a good time. It's always a good laugh. And this always, it just gets easier and easier the more that you do it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So shout out to you, my brother. I appreciate it, man. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Hit up Salai & Sons Lawn Care today.
That's right.
podcast was created through the Symbiosis Now Network and can be found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever the hell else you get your podcasts. And while you're out there exploring the other podcasts that this network creates, be sure to follow the network on Instagram at symbiosis.now.network, where we post lots of clips and highlights. And be sure to tune in to the Symbiosis Now podcast, the Cali Ag podcast, as well as History Lessons from the Lore Master. And be sure to tell your friends about the Symbiosis Now Network.